Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studio.
We'll do it live.
We got a great show for you on a funky flashback Friday. Woo-hoo! We got a lot of NFL to get ready for. Big weekend, huge game. It's been a huge game every weekend, of course. But Buffalo, Kansas City, real measuring stick for the Buffalo Bills. And we'll see if the defending AFC champs can get themselves righted.
How about Kansas City's defense?
Defense is atrocious.
Atrocious. Buffalo scored, 4? It was 40-0. I know they played a bad team, but yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they beaten Miami, Houston, Washington, 3 bad football teams. But they clobbered them, Rob. Right, yeah. It's not like they edged them.
It ain't like a squeaker or anything. Right. They're like, okay, you're bad, we're good, we're going to put our foot on your neck. Yes,
absolutely. We got the big fight, Deontay Wilder, Tyson Fury to get ready for. And we got a little NBA fun for you. All right, so we got the iCouple crew in full effect. DJ Alex Tyshert. This might be his favorite. Well, his favorite day is obviously when we do Tyshert's Tower of Trivia.
I don't know now.
And he gets the spotlight all to himself.
And I do want to say, let's give Chris a Odd Couple shout out to Smitty, who's one of our biggest supporters on this program. He used to be the drummer on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno. Wow. Okay. Yeah, I mean, he's big time, but he loves sports, loves our show. And today he took me out to lunch to Buffalo Wild Wings, and we had a great time.
This is so a guy you just met on Twitter?
Smitty? Mm-hmm. No, we met at AM 570.
I'm serious.
No, we met at AM 570.
Oh, you've known him. Okay.
I've known him for a little, but he's a big fan of our show. So thank you, Smitty.
All right. We appreciate it, Smitty. All right. We, like I said, DJ Alex Tyshert's on the ones and twos. Super producer Rob G in full effect. And on the updates, our man, Steve DeSager. All right, Rob. I hate to start on a down note, but it is the news of the day, so we got to go there. John Gruden, who finally may, I say may because they may have been exposed a little bit this past game against the LA Chargers.
Still 3-1.
He may have finally gotten the Las Vegas Raiders on track in his fourth season there. He's yet to have a winning record. But he's got the big 10-year, $100 million contract. But anyway.
All guaranteed. Don't forget
all guaranteed,
that.
Yes. Something that happened a decade ago, literally, 10 years and a few months ago, John Gruden was working at ESPN, and we all remember, you know, his quarterback show and what was it, quarterback camp or whatever it was called. And he was broadcasting. But this was during a potential lockout with the between the Players Association and the NFL. And, of course, the head of the Players Association is D'Amore Smith, who's an African-American. And Gruden sent an email to Bruce Allen, who was then the president of the Washington football team, Rob. And the email said this. D'Amoris, D-U-M-B-O-R-I-S-S. Now, his name is spelled D-E Maurice. It's D'Amoris, but it's spelled D-E Maurice. So he played on his name and didn't insinuate. I mean, he basically stated that he's dumb, all right? And he said, D'Amoris Smith has lips the size of Michelin tires. Now, that's racist. That's all that is.
Plain and simple. You could say there's whatever you want to say. Like this whole notion. And Chris, I'm just
going to. It would be saying, Rob, he has skin dark as tar or something like that.
Right. Tar baby. You know, or some
right.
term
or
like that.
His hair is like, you know, some negative term or something.
Brillo
like
pad.
Yeah, yeah. Has hair right? like a. Like it's racial. Don't. And people
don't
out
get
there,
it twisted.
Right. Don't. Oh, that's just an. It's racial.
Yes.
All right, so go ahead, Rob.
And I want to say this. What bothers me the most is that he felt comfortable enough to write an email, Chris. This wasn't even like overheard or a conversation. Do you know what thought goes into writing something down and sitting at a typewriter or a computer screen, you know, a laptop or a computer and writing that down and hitting the send button, Chris? You didn't just blurt something out and you misspoke or you know what I mean or you got caught up in a moment. You have to take your time to sit down and write this and still hit a button to send it, right?
Yep.
That's what bothers me the most about this.
I hear you. And not only him, but who he wrote it to. Rob, you know there's certain people you know you can send something to, right?
Yes.
You can say something to. And other people you would never say something to because you
never.
Don't think they'd be on, you know, in agreement with what you said. So this doesn't look good for Bruce Allen either. All right, I know he's not there anymore with Washington. But
tells you how comfortable John Gruden was.
Right.
And that this would be welcomed in and not rejected, Chris, or where Alan would go, what did you just write me?
Right,
you know what I mean? Like you wouldn't write it. You know
he
who
might
you're
have
talking
sent him
to.
Back LOL for all we know.
Exactly.
Who knows? You know. So look, it happened a decade ago. Gruden wasn't working for the NFL. He wasn't working for the Raiders. So I don't know what, you know, I'm not saying you fire him, fine him, whatever. But what it does is it shows you, it's a window into his thoughts. And you are in a league that is 70% African-American. And I'm just going to state this, Rob, and tell me if you think I'm wrong. I bet several players in his locker room have lips dissimilar in size to D'Amore Smith. I can't even picture D'Amore Smith's lips right now, but I'm just saying. You know what I mean?
I can't either.
Probably a lot of people on his team have, you know, lips is the same size as D'Amore Smith or close. And so this, like, Rob, if somebody wrote an email saying Christians are dumb, are they going to work in a church?
Right.
Are they going to work in around a Christian ministry?
You would hope not.
That's the problem. Right. And you just insulted black people. You didn't just insult D'Amore Smith. You took a common physical trait of African-Americans and made fun of it.
Yep.
And you're working in a league that is 70% African-American. I mean, it's kind of like we talked about with Urban Meyer. I mean, obviously, they have more leeway to discipline Urban Meyer however they want. The team, right? The league, the team, whatever. But it's similar in that is this going to impact the way the locker room feels about John Gruden?
Well, there you go. That's what you don't know. That's the X factor. Now, Chris, if there are any players in there who had an inkling to say, I don't know if he's treating me right. You know what I mean? Because
right.
I think he got an issue or there's a problem. You know, there's a feel you have. You know it. I know it. Is this guy cool with black people or he got an issue? I mean, we're going to keep it real on this show. Right, Chris?
And absolutely.
When we work in places and situations with bosses and people, there's that. Black people talk amongst themselves about how cool somebody is and whether or not you feel you're getting a fair shake for everybody or not. Was this guy favoring other people or holding us down because, you know, he don't feel comfortable? Whatever it is. But there might be some teammates, some players in there now saying, oh, okay. I always thought there was something about him. I couldn't put my finger on it. And now this tells me all I need to know. And again, he felt comfortable enough to write this.
And I don't know. Is this a leap? But like you said, he felt comfortable writing it. He sent it to a president of a team. Did he send this? Did he say things like this around other people in the league? But when you see things like this, and then you look at how African-Americans consistently get passed over for authoritative jobs, I'm talking head coach, I'm talking front office positions, right? Like leadership positions.
Right. There's a lot of jobs that we get, but not the big ones, right?
This is the type of stuff that you look at and say, that's a part of the problem. That's a part of the problem. You know, if you feel this way, you know, you can't take it out on your linebacker. You need that black linebacker. You can't take it out on your wide receivers. You need those black wide receivers. But, you know, a subjective job, Rob, a job that far more people can do than those that can play football. A subjective job like an assistant GM, right? Even a head coach. That's something where this is where it comes into play. People have biases. People have prejudices. All types of people, all right? But the problem is when you are in a position of authority and you have those biases and prejudices and they come into play, that's where the problem is. And John Gruden, Bruce Allen are in positions of authority and they can control whether an African-American or another person of color gets a job. And if you have these types of attitudes, it's a problem.
It is. And only time will tell. I mean, for us, we can't make no snap decision. He wasn't with the Raiders at the time. Does that mean that the Raiders can't discipline him, Chris? No, they could do whatever. You work for us now.
Right.
You have these kind of things. They could put out a statement. We're against language like that. We're very disheartened that
they should put out a statement.
Right. That John Gruden would write something like that. That offends many black people, including players in our locker room. That's what should, at the minimum, Chris.
Right.
At the minimum.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
To let people know that we're not with it as an organization, okay? And we didn't know about this. We hired him. He's our coach, whatever. We didn't know about this, but this would not be acceptable. And I'll give you a perfect example real quick. I remember a columnist got in trouble for, making something up in a column or whatever. Not at our paper, but at another paper.
In Detroit?
Yeah. And you know what happened?
I think I know what you're talking
about. Yeah. But we got a
big
letter,
time,
Chris.
Big time
right.
columnist.
Yeah. But we got a letter at our paper, right, that
right.
said point blank. If we were to do it, we would be fired. Like, so they were letting people know.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Like,
yep.
like that happened, and whatever happens with them is their business. But we're telling you,
right?
If
that
you do that here,
won't fly here.
That
right.
won't fly, and that's what I'm talking about when we talk about the letter that maybe the Raiders could put out.
That's a great point, Rob. And the NFL should put out a statement too. The NFL and the Raiders, and the Raiders have Rob. Owner Mark Davis, who obviously loves John Gruden, hired him. Here's what he said. This is a statement officially. The content of an email regarding DeMaurice Smith from John Gruden when he worked for ESPN 10 years ago is disturbing and not what the Raiders stand for. We were first made aware of the email late yesterday by a reporter and are reviewing it along with other materials provided to us today by the NFL. We are addressing the matter with Coach Gruden. And we'll have no further comment at this time.
So, bravo. That's what the Raiders should.
And I don't know. Is there other stuff out there? Like they said, they're investigating. So if there's more stuff like this now, it could really go to another level, if there is. All right, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in. You've heard our thoughts. We want yours. Was John Gruden's email a sign of a bigger problem in the NFL? Your turn to weigh in with Chris and Rob, The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Goodyear tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Goodyear test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
All right, it is the iCouple, Chris and Rob, on a Funky Flashback Friday, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And look, don't let age beat you, gentlemen. Go get M-Drive and stay young. It's the supplement for driven men that supports healthy testosterone levels and boosts your energy. Visit mdriveformen.com for 20% off with this promo code, OddCouple. Don't let age beat you. Go get M-Drive, 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in on the John Gruden email situation. What are your thoughts?
All right, let's kick it off with Trucker Justin in Wisconsin. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Justin?
Gentlemen.
Very nice. Thank you.
Yes, we gentlemen, always love that, my man.
I'm going to keep the expletives out. I know you're on a delay, but this right when you guys first started speaking, I'm like, are you effing kidding me? This dude said this? This is ridiculous. This is ridiculous, man. I mean, how you do one thing is how you do everything. What is he saying behind all the players' backs in private with other 60-year-old white coaches? Problem is, you have an entire NFL being ran by 60-plus-year-old white men. Of course they're racist. Of course they talk, that behind their back. It's ridiculous, man. People need to vote with their dollars and literally stop watching some of these teams when this stuff comes out.
Strong words, man. Hey, we appreciate it. That's fire.
It's ugly, but he's right. I mean, people, Chris, you don't, if you're not, if that's not a part of you, you wouldn't use it. Like I can remember, this is just another quick one. Someone saying, hey, you know, you remember the mayor of D.C.? He got set up to go smoke crack with some Marion old Barry. Girlfriend. Right. You remember that?
Yep.
And then people was like, oh, I got set up or whatever. But if I don't smoke crack, you can't set me up.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
You just got set up to get caught. But you're right. I can't get set up for smoking crack.
I don't smoke crack.
There's no way you can get set me up.
I don't care who you call with or tell me to meet you at the hotel. I don't.
Right.
So that whole, oh, I got set up. No. You smoke crack. That's what you do.
Here's the other thing, right? Here was Gruden's statement, you know, because he made a comment. I don't know if it's. I wouldn't call it an official statement necessarily, but he was asked about it. He said, I'm really sorry. I was upset. I used a horrible way of explaining it. I don't think he's dumb, speaking about DeMora Smith. I don't think he's a liar. I don't have a racial bone in my body, and I've proven that for 58 years. Oh, that's where it's like, oh, really?
Yeah, okay.
Really?
Okay.
You don't have a racial bone? Come, stop it, man. Come on.
All right, nobody's perfect. Hey, Mark in Sacramento, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Mark?
What's going on, gentlemen?
What's up?
Real quick.
We get that pregnant pause. We know
that's
where that
right. We was waiting on it. Go ahead.
We ain't mad.
Real quick on this one. Being an over 50-year Raider fan, Al Davis would not subscribe to any of this stuff. He hired minorities and women in higher places for decades with the Raiders.
He had the first black head coach and the first black Hispanic coach. So Al Davis wasn't – I'm with you on that and the Raiders organization. I'm with you.
Exactly. I wonder now, a little over 10 years ago now, does it have something to do with Al Davis trading John Gruden's ass to Tampa Bay? Has to make me think. Did he find out? Did he know some of these thoughts? Did he?
It's possible.
Good question. You never know, Mark. Thanks. But who will say that, Chris, about the Raiders organization, right?
No, Al Davis was known for that.
Exactly.
That was definitely
no issue.
All right. It is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, on a funky flashback Friday. We got Sean King, who actually played for John Gruden once upon a time. So he will join us in a few. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, our next guest is a former NFL quarterback, co-host now of The Nightcap on VSIN.
My homie.
And VSIN, known as VSIN. Also a member of that noble clan, Kappa Alpha Psi, frat brother. What's up, Noob Sean King? What's happening, man?
What up?
Yo, Noob, what's going on?
yo, it's good to have you on the show, my man.
Hey, thanks for having me.
I can't believe you moved from Florida to Vegas, man. Just shocked me. Man.
Well, listen, I love Florida, but I love my pockets more. So I'm coming from my pockets with this move.
You got that. Those pockets can go either way in Vegas.
That's right.
So you got to be careful.
Them pockets got fatter.
We just stacking chips right now. We didn't stop having kids until a year ago. So
okay.
And let me say this. I've seen a picture of his kids. Absolutely beautiful family. Oh my God. Beautiful.
I appreciate that.
No, for real.
I appreciate that.
You know that.
That is
great. Let's, Chris, we're going to jump on the John Gruden and the letter. You played for him. And you saw the whole story about this email he sent back in 2011, 10 years ago. What do you make of this? And what's the reaction you think some players are going to feel about John Gruden after hearing the terms that he used in that email?
I don't think it's going to have like a huge impact, just in my opinion, because it happened in 2011. So it's not something recent. You know, I think guys, you know, judge their head coach based on how he treats them. And from everything I've heard, the guys, you know, on the Raiders, they like John. You know, he treats them like men. You know, but the moral of this story is, man, Herm Edwards said it best, just can't press sin. And it's unfortunate. It's unfortunate that he said that, but you don't know the context. Not that there is a right or wrong context, but you just have to be so careful, whether it's a text, an email, a tweet, a post on Instagram. I mean, because things never seem to die, you know, in this current America. Yeah,
Sean, I hear you, but I also, come on, man. I think you're giving him a little bit of a pass from the standpoint, you can't write that. I'm sorry. You might slip up. When you sit in front of a laptop and you write an email to somebody and you talk about somebody's lips being the size of Michelin tires, I got a problem with that.
And Chris, let me respond. Here's what I was taught by my father. My father said, listen, you're going to get emotional as a human. And words are generally based on emotion, anger, happiness, you know, whatever. But he said, your actions dictate your character. So I'm much more quick to forgive somebody for saying or tweeting or texting something if their actions don't match up to it. And having played for John, you know, having had a lot of people play for John, we haven't always seen eye to eye. But at least in my experiences, there was never any racist connotation towards whatever energy me and him had going on.
Do you think, because we see African-Americans continue to get passed over for head coaching jobs, front office jobs,
and big jobs.
Yeah, and this goes beyond Gruden, because he sent it to Bruce Allen, who was president at the time of the Washington football team, so a person in authority. Obviously, he felt comfortable sending that to Bruce. Do you think these attitudes, or have you seen them within the NFL, and do you think they're persistent there? And that's a part of the problem as far as why we don't see, you know, why we see African-Americans passed over for head coaching jobs, even though they're clearly qualified?
Yeah, I definitely think that's an issue from a head coaching standpoint, from a general manager standpoint. You know, and on the offensive side of the football, you can take it to the offensive coordinator and quarterback coach. You just don't see a lot of men of color in those positions. And, you know, it's sad. It's unfortunate. It's not just something I think that's plaguing the National Football League, but I think it's plaguing, you know, it's an issue in college as well. So how do you change it? I don't know. You know, here's the thing about the NFL, guys. It's the biggest monopoly in the world. It's only 32 of these companies in the entire world. And they kind of have shown in the recent past and, you know, in history altogether, they kind of do what they want. And then they figure out how to make the narrative fit so that they can make more money moving forward. So, you know, I don't actually have the answer on how to change it. It is a problem and it does exist. But, you know, how do you change it?
You change it with a strong players union and not allowing them to do that to your membership. But that's another story. We'll be here forever.
Yeah, because history says out of the three leagues, you know, our union has definitely been the one that kind of has given in the quickest.
It's the weakest.
And not been willing to stand up.
Not even close.
It's by far the weakest unit.
Exactly. Yeah. Not even close. All right. Let's talk about Seattle and Russell Wilson. Could be gone for, what is it? Is
four
it
eight to weeks? 8 weeks.
4 to 8 weeks.
He just had surgery earlier on his finger. He ruptured a tendon in his finger, and he had surgery today, and he's out 4 to 8 weeks.
So basically, I didn't think the Seahawks were going to make the playoffs. I thought they were on their way the other way, especially when you look at how terrible their defense is. But this is a blow. This might be the beginning of the end for the Seahawks. How do you see it?
I think I agree with you on every point there. I think what happened was in that division, the Seahawks kind of moved into this new subdivision before everyone else. But now everyone else has bought a lot and is building a big house in the subdivision as well. And when you look at the Rams, the Cardinals, the Niners, they've all caught up with them. Seattle's probably the least talented team in the division, you know, when you look at their top 22. You know, as far as the injury, it stinks for Russell, because I don't know if a lot of people know this. He's never missed a start since coming up to the NFL. So this is a huge streak that's ended. You know, but also, I mean, who knew that Geno Smith was the backup quarterback in Seattle?
I mean, I had no idea. When he came out last night,
he looked good. And he's going to get the chance to do it.
I needed a touchdown to win some shekels last night. And, of course, they could kick a field goal.
Well, I'm super excited for Geno. He's a guy that, you know, was given too much too fast. And, I mean, I think it's been proven. I don't care who you are. The Jets are just a snake bit organization. Jets and Lions have no shot, you know, unless they put them in the CFL to be successful, it seems. So, hopefully, you know, he gets this opportunity and takes advantage of it, because I like to see quarterbacks of color get second opportunities to go and right some of the wrongs they may have made their first time as starters.
Let me ask you, I'm glad you went there, Sean, because you played from 99 to 2004. You were a quarterback. Obviously, you're African-American. And it wasn't like there were no black quarterbacks back then, but it wasn't like it is now. Do you think you really had 1 year where you were a starter? Do you think that had you come into the league now, when there are more African-American quarterbacks, you know, running quarterbacks are more welcomed, do you think that things may have been any differently for you now had you come into the league?
Absolutely. I mean, you can't get hit now. I mean, when I played in the NFL, I mean, being tough was like something you had to go through, like a rite of passage to play the position. Like, defensive players could take two steps, hit you from the helmet to your toes, drive you into the ground, you know, walk their knee over your face mask and say, "Get up, Trump, I'm going to kill you." You know, I'll never forget this. We're playing the Raiders, and Romanowski hit me in the back of the head. And he was like, "I'm going to kill you, King." And I looked at him, I say, "Man, I'm somebody's child."
did he spit on you or no?
No, he didn't spit on me. And then I looked at the ref for like some help, and the ref was like, "Get up." So, I mean, the game has evolved and changed so much now that any quarterback that played when I played would have a better opportunity to be successful, because there's a comfort that comes with knowing that, okay, if I do take like a really, really vicious hit, it's going to benefit us offensively. So, just from that standpoint alone, plus the game is different. You know, when me, McNabb, Akili Smith, Dante Culpepper, I mean, shotgun was just used in two-minute situations before the half or the end of the game. You know, teams were still using two tight ends or a tight end and a fullback. You know, now everything's spread out. You can really use your athleticism. Guys like Kyler Murray and Russell Wilson, those guys are thriving. So it's a different league, but hopefully some of the sacrifices that we made, you know, they're benefiting from.
That's all great stuff, man. We appreciate it. We've said that. You look at the stats now, and you look at the stats years ago, and you can't compare them because it's a, you know, the game was different. The game was totally different.
No doubt. So, thanks, Sean.
We appreciate you.
Thanks for having me, fellas.
All right, brother. Peace. All right. Something's happening in the world of baseball that has Rob Parker feeling conflicted. We'll get into that next. iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Man, I'm a little moist right now.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, "Hey, we came to play"? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Bridgestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Bridgestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
All right, it is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And Rob, the Houston Astros, so far so good for them. And you got some beef with that. You got an issue with that.
Well, I mean,
they're up 1-0.
No, 2-0. They won
2-0. I'm sorry. That's
the
right,
first two games, right? Game. It's, remember, it's best of five, Chris.
2-0
so now
over the White Sox.
The White Sox are on the brink. I mean, they got to win all three games in order to win the series. So they're in a bad
and they've
spot.
Won them handily too. They've outscored them 15-5 in the series.
Right. It just but to, even
9-4,
today.
9-4 and yeah, today and then 6-1.
Today the White Sox were up 4-2. And then the Astros came storming back. So five unanswered, and that was it.
So where's your beef?
So the beef is with the Astros and their cheating ways. It's still hard to embrace them because of what they did. And we know that. It was bad. And they didn't really get their right due punishment, Chris,
no,
from
they
the standpoint.
Didn't. I don't
no,
think
not
there was
your,
any punishment.
Not your way, but I'm talking about from the fans and from because of what happened in 2020 with COVID. But here's the dilemma for some people. They hate the Astros, but they love Dusty Baker, all right? Dusty Baker has been a very good manager for a long time, Chris. he became the first manager to lead five different teams to the playoffs, which is incredible, right? To be around that long, to be good enough to lead five different teams, but yet
has a great manager.
Yeah, but hasn't won a World Series.
Right.
2002, I covered that World Series when he was managing the Giants, and Barry Bonds hit 500 in that series, Chris, and was awesome, but the pitching. And they gave it up to the Angels. The Angels won the World Series that year. So he managed in Atlanta, in LA. No, I'm sorry. San Francisco, Chicago, Cincinnati, Washington, and Houston. Those are the five places that I was thinking about as a player. And he's a great guy, and he has a great history because he gets credit for creating the high five, Chris.
That's big.
Yeah, that is. Ain't that
crazy?
I mean,
that thing is spread all over the world. Think about that.
Yep. So that's something that's cool about him.
I remember him as a player. I like Dusty as a player.
Yeah, and he still wears wristbands as a manager, Chris, has a toothpick. And
hey, if you got to put the uniform on, you might as well go all the way.
He's still even as a manager, he still wears wristbands. I think that's one of the coolest things about him. And I think when Hank Aaron hit home run number 715 to pass Babe Ruth, guess who was on deck?
I guess Dusty Baker.
Dusty Baker. He was right there, Chris. Is that unbelievable?
Yeah.
So he's had a great career managing-wise, but he needs a World Series. So I'm not that cool with Houston going forward and getting to the World Series and winning, but I would like to see Dusty Baker win just because of all the success he's had. And he won't truly be validated as a manager unless he wins one.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting because he is a great manager. Like you said, everywhere he's gone, he's pretty much had success. And but that ring is the thing, and you got to get it to kind of join that upper echelon. But I'll say this, Rob, and look, since we're talking about the Astros and their cheating scandal, I'm going to say it again. There was a way that your heartache, the heartache, the division that you feel in within your own being, and I'm sure there are many other people out there like you, there was a way to get rid of all of that. And the way was to come down and truly punish the Astros. Had they done what I said they should have done in baseball, which is vacated the title. No champion that year. I'm sorry, but that's how it is. They cheated. If that had happened, Rob, you wouldn't be torn because the Astros would have gotten their just desserts. They would have been punished. They would have done their time, so to speak. And now you would be able to pull for them with a clear conscience. And that's why you punish teams and people. Michael Vick, he's on the show with us now. First things first, we see him all over Fox Sports doing NFL coverage. We cheer for him when he played, you know, as fans when they played for Philadelphia. Why? He had paid his dues for what he had done with the Dogs. Nobody thinks about that anymore with Michael Vick because he's paid for it.
I think
and now he can move on cleanly.
Didn't want to go down that road because we've seen that with the NCAA vacating stuff, Chris. They put it back up at some schools. Like they gave Penn State back there some of the, like their banners. They gave Michigan back. Like what does that really serve? That doesn't erase anything.
I think
anything
it serves. You take away the rings because we know they cheated.
Yeah, but they've given them back.
I mean, and the difference is this, though, Rob.
All right, let me ask you this.
Let me say this. In college, it wasn't like Michigan cheated on the court. You know what I'm saying? It was just they took cash, which is now legal. You know?
Yeah, but it wasn't then.
Affect the court. That doesn't affect the game itself. You get better players, yeah.
Okay, let me ask you this.
But it doesn't affect the actual game and why you won.
So years later, we find out that the cheating scandal with the Patriots is widespread and that they cheated their way through. Would you look at Tom Brady's championships with the Patriots differently?
If he cheated his way through, yes.
Okay. I'm just asking. Because I'm expecting
I'm
that book to come.
Well, for, I'm consistent. That book I call it like it is, and I judge everybody equally. So, yeah. You know, I mean, if they cheated, you know, their way to all these championships, of course that changes things. But from what we've seen with Brady, I mean, the Deflategate, okay, they fix the balls at halftime, and he goes out there and puts like 44 on Indianapolis or whatever it was.
But also, I'm just saying, like, in general, if we find out that it was widespread and more, you know, things happen years later, Chris, stuff comes out. That's all I'm asking.
We'll see. But this was live in the moment. And so I just think they should have done this, and you wouldn't be torn because it'd be like, okay, they paid their dues. Now, here's the thing, Rob. I actually think the Astros playing so well does help them, and it helps baseball because people can kind of look at it and say, well, okay, yeah, they cheated, but they're darn good as it is. I mean, you see what they're doing without the trash cans. And so I think this, in some people's minds, some people will be able to justify, well, they probably would have won it anyway or something like that. So I think just their success, Rob, does justify them a little bit to some fans.
Yeah, it's one of those slippery slopes, and I'm not with you on the taking back a championship, but I understand where you're going.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, I understand
where you're going. Yeah, why not? I mean, you know, it's just they didn't deserve it. All right, it is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. We got 2 hours left. You know what to do. Keep it locked right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.